That my correction, my relationship with my Allah must be clean, must be correct. So the day I meet Allah Ta'ala, when I see Him, the relationship between me and my Allah will be 100% correct. So it shows that this Islam takes different shades, different translations, but what it means to fix and to mend and to correct something. So this is what is known as Islah. So the chapter is Babul Islahi Bain al-Nas, the chapter on restoring, correcting harmony between people. Now we know that Shaitan, one of his main ploys, or his first prize, top prize, we say, not first prize, but top prize, is to see that how we can create disputes between people, between husband and wife, between father and son, between family members. So he uses and he tries every excuse to try and create dispute. Because when there is unity between people, then there is strength. And when there is strength, now it makes it more difficult for Shaitan to try and attack that community, to attack those people, to attack that masjid, for example, or just to attack a small society. It becomes hard because there's unity amongst the people. So what Shaitan will do now, he'll try and attack this husband and wife, let's get them to quarrel. Because if we get the husband and wife to quarrel, automatically now the children, everyone will suffer their consequences, and we've broken up one home. So when we know that this is a top prize for Shaitan, so here also we know from the hadith and the ayat of the Quran, that this is great reward for trying and fixing up and patching up relationships that have broken between people. قال الله تعالى لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Allah Ta'ala says that there is no good in most of their deliberations, in most of their discussions, there is no good in it, except, now this also is for us, that there is no good in just speaking. Every time you meet people, just talk and chat, and we're getting over coffee, we're getting together for the bride, we're getting together for function, and people just talk. So remember this ayat, there is no good in just talking, except if that talk and that discussion includes commanding in charity. In other words, people are encouraging each other to give charity, be charitable. Number one, do good deeds. Number two, in other words, do some good deeds. That chat and discussion is around doing some good amal. You're not just talking and whiling away time about the past, but encouraging people to give charity or to do good deeds. Or the third is in this ayat of the Quran, reconciliation between people. How this discussion can be a means of reconciling. How often we find today discussions lead to disputes. But what the ayat of the Quran is saying, that there is no benefit in any discussion unless it includes these things. That either you're encouraging people to become more charitable, encouraging people to do more good deeds, or you're encouraging unity, encouraging people to get together. Not the discussion that is going to lead to any type of disputes. وقال تعالى والصلح خير. Allah Ta'ala says, reconciliation is the best. Reconciliation is the best. فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم. Allah Ta'ala also says, fear Allah Ta'ala and reconcile between yourselves. Don't just leave it like that. Shaitan is such that a small problem will just become bigger and bigger and bigger if you just leave it like that. You go up to the person and ask him, maaf, what will happen is you will feel good, I will feel good, we all will feel good. What will happen? Person asked for maaf, and it continued, it went like that. And Shaitan now gets disappointed that these two people have patched up such an easy thing, simple thing, and forget it. But all it requires is humility. And this is something that is very, very difficult. But if a person makes it a point that I will humble myself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will raise that person. So in the hadith it comes, that person that humbles himself, that person that brings himself, that person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah ta'ala will raise him up. And that person that wants to be proud and arrogant and wants to show his haughtiness, he may for a time, for a period, be able to show, but there will be a time that Allah Ta'ala will drop that person. And how he'll drop him? In such a way that the person may not even realize what happened to me. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dropped him. So therefore this Islah is very closely linked to humility. When the people have humility, then it's very easy to reconcile between them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that the believers are all brothers. Everyone is a brother. The person is a believer, he's a Muslim, he's your brother. So reconcile between your brothers. Reconcile between your brothers. One important thing is like how to fix up something that is broken. You need to use the right materials. For example, if the tiles have come out from here, and now I want to try and use a wood fixer to try and fix this. It won't, because this is a tile. You need a tile fix to fix this tile. So similarly, if aluminium and steel, because they two don't stick together, we need to try and get the right bond to stick the two together. So like that, whenever it is fixed, you need the right bond see there's two materials gel and they can be fixed. Otherwise they may just temporarily fix and they'll break very, very quickly. So also when islah comes, it must be rectification, reconciliation, correction, reformation with the right materials. In other words, with haq, with what is correct. Not that we just take batil and say for the sake of unity, we will reconcile with batil. For example, one person wants to watch television, other person don't want to watch television. So the person that doesn't want to watch television says, okay, for the sake of reconciliation, I'll also start watching. You're using the wrong mix there, nothing. Unity won't come about. In fact, it will create more harm. So where it is on reconciliation and unity upon haq, upon those things that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want us, this is the best bond, and this is the bond that will last, and this is the bond of Muhammad. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf, especially in these times of fitna and fasad, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah, between the Asr and Maghrib Salah, because ulama of the opinion, the du'as are answered in this period. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.